It is the first national political convention in Columbus.
Kevin Nedler is the chairman of the Libertarian Party of Ohio and the party's candidate for Secretary of State. He says more than 600 people are registered for the Libertarian Party's 2014 National Convention in Columbus, where they'll hang out, network, and attend sessions on setting up websites, following federal regulations, using social media, and organizing on college campuses. Charlie Earle will welcome the delegates, but not as the Libertarian Party of Ohio's candidate for governor, since he was disqualified from the ballot in March. But Earle says not being a candidate is not important here.
Hey, so what? You know, the issue is the message, Karen. It's not the messenger. The whole issue right now is the state of Ohio, through its elected representatives, going to give people choices and voices, whether it's Charlie Earle or anybody else. You know, the Constitution Party's not on because of their gamesmanship.
Earle is still hoping a court ruling could put him back in the governor's race. When asked whether the Libertarian Party of Ohio's struggles to get onto the ballot mirror problems around the country, Nedler admitted he was frustrated in hearing about how easy it is for parties to launch campaigns in states such as Mississippi and Florida.
Basically, if you're a national party and you file a fee, you're on the ballot as a state party and you're done. Florida is pretty easy to get on. I heard these things and I asked myself, if these states seem to be able to manage multiple parties on a ballot, what is it with Ohio that we can't seem to manage more than two?
Among the convention attendees are candidates from across the country and the state. That includes Greg Norris, who's running for state representative in the Findlay area, in the very Republican district now represented by Robert Sprague. Norris admits it's a long shot that he'd get elected. And even then...
Yeah. What would you be able to do?
I'm a caucus of one. I could be in a broom closet.
What would you be able to do then?
Probably be a thorn in everybody's side. Honestly, I'll caucus on both sides.
The delegates will also decide on the party's national platform and will elect their national committee members. Among those up for re-election is Libertarian Party Chair Jeffrey Neal. He says those who view libertarians as outsiders and losers don't know that they have been ahead of the major parties on gay rights, marijuana legalization, and other issues.
We seem like outcasts and strange thinking people because we're visionary. We're like the abolitionists in the 1800s saying we've got to end slavery. We're like the suffragettes in 1870 saying women should be able to vote. We're the visionaries of where we believe that the world is going.
The Libertarian Party claims it's the only nationally organized party to see double-digit membership increases in the last 2 years, with 11% more registered libertarians now than in 2012. But only 30 states and the District of Columbia allow voters to register with a party affiliation. And the total of registered libertarians in the entire United States numbers around 368,000. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.